one, two, them boys coming for you. Three, four, better lock your door. Five, six, hide your bitch.
Hey, yo, Yeezy, pop your shit.
They say that should not be ill, that should not feel, that should not be trail, not be drill, not be real. Niggas selling packs, niggas flipping pills. They got heroin and cracks, man, these niggas out for real. Every year gonna be out here.
Hello and welcome to Beanball Podcast, episode 10. I am your host, Jason Wojciechowski, coming to you from Beanball Studios in Los Angeles. It is Wednesday, June 27th, getting on till about 10 o'clock at night, and the A's won today. The A's beat the Mariners 2-1. I believe that brings the total runs scored for each team in this three-game series, which the A's won, to be, I think, 6 runs total. Between the two teams, that might not be quite right, but I think it is 6 runs total. So that's pretty ugly. Maybe it's all well pitched games, right? It's not all well pitched games. It's Jason Vargas and Travis Blackley and people like that throwing against offenses where the top hitter on either side is someone like Josh Reddick, who's a nice player but not exactly a superstar, I would say. On the other hand, you do have Yoenis Cespedes, who did hit another home run today, the go-ahead home run, in fact, into deep left center, and it was just sort of a classic Cespedes swing, just wound up and just crushed the ball, really. I don't know what the distance on it was. It probably wasn't like a 500-foot home run, but it jumped off the bat. It was really a no-doubter, and it's always fun to watch him take those kinds of swings and watch him connect with the ball. Jared Parker did throw a good game, sort of joking about how bad the offenses are, but Jared Parker had a legitimately good game. He was a little wild, there were some walks, and he got himself into a little trouble here and there, but obviously not too much trouble, given that he only gave up the one run in 7 innings. He had a number of strikeouts, particularly with the changeup. The changeup was very much on in this game. And it's a changeup that, I don't know if I've talked about it before on the podcast, but it's a changeup that he can use to same-handed batters, to right-handed batters and to lefties, which is an impressive and rare thing. If you look at PitchFX numbers or you just watch baseball, you see changeups mostly used against opposite-handed batters because of the way the pitch typically fades. So when you see a pitcher that can throw a changeup significantly to same-handed batters, it's a very impressive thing. I think Jason Parks of Baseball Prospectus once described it as one of his favorite things in baseball, and knowing Jason Parks, I'm sure he described it as sexual and all sorts of other over-the-top and hashtag-worthy things, but regardless of the hyperbole, it is a very impressive thing to see a right-hander throwing multiple change-ups to right-handed batters and getting them to whiff, getting weak contact, because it's a rare thing to see that kind of pitch used in that way. So Jared Parker, really just very excited about the future for Jared Parker. Maybe he's over his head right now. It's the performance is there. It's not like he's getting particularly lucky. He is striking people out, but the question of whether he can keep striking people out. You don't just have luck. Balls in play and home runs for fly ball are not the only way to have luck. You can strike out people by luck. Your arm can feel better for a period of weeks than it does at other times. So we'll see what happens with Jared Parker, but it's hard not to be excited right now about his future. Ryan Cook came in and closed the game again, now the official closer. Ryan Cook pitched the 9th after Grant Balfour pitched the 8th. He got himself in a little trouble, threw some pitches that weren't really terribly close to the strike zone, which is what he does. The today's game was broadcast only by the Mariners people on Root TV or whatever it was, and they talked about his control. They talked about his 21 walks in 30 some odd innings or whatever it is. It's not a good number, and at some point those walks are going to bite him once or twice. To have a walk rate that's however high it is, whatever that works out to, in the 5s or something, 5 per 9, and to have an ERA then where it is a pretty rare thing, and I would not imagine that it'll stay like that forever. So either the ERA is going to regress, or he's going to have to improve the walks. He's young enough that maybe he can improve the walks. Maybe he can gain a little more consistency in the release point or in other parts of the mechanics, whatever it is that's throwing off his pitches and keeping him out of the strike zone. maybe he can fix these things going forward. On the other hand, there's a lot of pitchers who never fix these things beyond the sort of incremental increases as they reach their physical peak and maintain their physical peak for a while. So we'll see what happens with Ryan Cook. But he's a bullpen pitcher. He's a closer. It's not that important a role in the grand scheme of things. That's really all on the baseball, on the A's. It was, you know, a 2-1 game. It wasn't a lot of offensive activity to talk about. It was a straightforward game managing-wise because the A's took the lead, and then they went, you know, you had Jared Parker, and then it went to the bullpen, and that was pretty much that. So let's move to the TV Minute. This is two episodes in a row now with the TV Minute. Tonight I sort of continuing, but clearing out the DVR, I guess, finished off the season, the third season of Archer, which had been sitting on my DVR for a good long while. It was the two space episodes, for those of you who've seen the show. For those of you who haven't, I don't know what you're thinking, because it's actually, it's definitely one of my favorite comedies. It is a little ridiculous at times. There's no, in contrast, I guess, I'll point out, in contrast to something like Up All Night, which is the other show, half hour, that I watched tonight, which is a much more, you know, heartfelt, kind of touching attempt at comedy. But I do find it genuinely funny. I think it's well acted. It's reasonably well written. It's well written in terms of the dialogue and such, and the structure is there. It always has, you know, it's a comforting structure, I think. There's a little bit of a formula, maybe, to the show, but it's a comforting formula, and it's a formula that I like. You know, I don't laugh as hard or as loud as at Up All Night as I do at Archer, but it's a different kind of comedy. It's a comedy that doesn't maybe make you feel as anxious, perhaps, or it's not as edgy. It's it's pure sweetness and light, essentially, is what's going on with Up All Night as opposed to Archer. Now, speaking of Archer, the other Archer the cat, those of you who follow the Twitter know about Archer the cat. We took her to get spayed today, so she's in a rough state right now. So, you know, keep Archer in your prayers. That's really what I'm asking here. I'm lying about that, by the way. You don't have to keep Archer in your prayers. That's silly. She's a cat. She'll be fine. She's just had surgery. That's all. Speaking of that's all, that is all for episode 10 of the podcast. This has been, again, Jason Wojciechowski. You can reach me on Twitter, JLWoj, Facebook.com/beanball. Email me, jasonw@beanball.org, and I will answer your questions, address your opinions, do all of those kinds of things on the podcast, whatever you want me to do. You are the listeners, and it is here for you, and I will talk to you again next time. On another level. In the streets out here, I'm hotter than the fucking devil. I wonder how I got 100 in my fucking bezel. G5, make it rain, I could change the weather. We fly, them niggas lame, where your fucking cheddar? Aim at your brain, AKB the fucking letters. Fuck niggas, fall in alphabetical order. Frank Lucas, Verticap, run more than a quarter. I'm at the fight, ringside.